part of us say good morning. So we left off on the top of page Kuf Lamid Tes. So if you remember again, we were speaking about the idea that we left off last week with the mushel of the individual who lost the vase. And when I say lost the vase, but what I mean is he woke up in the morning, he found the vase shattered in multiple pieces, And obviously the individual is very upset, because of the cost of the vase, upset because of the sentimental value of the vase. And the Mechaber made a very pointed observation that a person really has a choice. A person could go ahead and lament over the loss of the vase. A person could go ahead and really feel the pain over this loss, but doing that, says the Mechaber, understands, creates within oneself a feeling of loss, a feeling of emptiness, or a feeling of a void. And when that occurs, that is going to propel a person in different directions to be able to go ahead and fill in that void. So the Mechaber says, and this is really just in line with everything he was saying beforehand, that before a person wants something or desires something, person just should be careful, because that want, that desire will create a need. That need creates a void until that need is filled. And that creates a certain sense of emptiness, which ultimately drains a person of life happiness until they acquire that particular item. Of course, again, then it's a vicious cycle, because even once they acquire it, they will quickly realize that they're still not happy. There's still a void. There's still an emptiness. And the Mechaber's whole point just was, be careful what you want. So top of Kuf Lamed Tes, he continues with this. Hayim shave la'akor chayim avor ratzon. Is it worth it to uproot life because of a desire? Now, what does that mean? Surah Zoom, tzricha le'afiyein esa adam l'chol orach chayim. So we'll say, remember again, in last week when we learned this, so the Mechaber gave a very dramatic statement. He said, you know, would you rather be alive, or would you rather have the vase? Right? Which one would you rather? And the Mechaber said, I know you're thinking that sounds like a ridiculous thing to say, but at the end of the day, it's not, says the Mechaber, because the Maisa, again, wanting the vase too much actually drains your joy of life, your enjoyment of life. So a person sometimes has to make a decision, what's more important, to live and to live meaningfully and to live in a way that makes you feel complete, or to ultimately have a vase. So he says, the truth is, this statement or this approach to thinking really has to be the guiding light throughout life. Hadugma shela agata, hu kimuvan dugma bilvad. The example of the vase is a simple example. Mikra katan, a very small example. Vinisponi b'mikra nosaf. And let's analyze this. Let's talk a little bit more dramatically. Adam nosea b'kvish. A person is traveling on the road. Ulatesa. And what happens? Suddenly, there's smoke coming out of the hood, right? There's smoke coming out from the engine. I quickly pull over to the side. Not lehit kaleach, they need to shower. Right? Lehit lakeach. That's right. To catch on fire. So literally, I'm right about to get out of the car. The car catches on fire. Sakonas nefashos. Literally, life-threatening situation. Baruch Hashem. Kol b'nei mishpacha nitzol. Thank God I get my family out of the car before anything happens. Ach, l'mechabe ha'ish, lo notar ela l'chabot et agruta. But what happens? But again, for the firefighters, there's nothing left. There's nothing left but to go and extinguish the fires from the shell of the automobile. So everything is lost. Okay. So you say, Nebuch. Gets worse. L'davono. But to my great sorrow. Bidiyuk et mol. Pag tukfa shapolisat habituach l'rechev. You know what Hamamish just happened yesterday? I got my insurance renewal paper. Oh. Right? My policy lapsed. My policy lapsed. And I got my, I received my, you know, I was, I'm sorry. I got my cancellation notes. With say, call us immediately to please renew your policy. Huratza lechadsha. It was on my desk. I intended to renew my policy. Ach lo hispik. But you know, I ran out of time. And I said to myself, Amar, biyom echad lo yikra klum. And I say to myself, look, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in one day? All right, so you know, I'll renew the policy tomorrow. Nothing's going to happen over the course of the day. Uka'et 50,000 shekel And I will say, unfortunately, what's happened? 50,000 shekel. Truth is, 50,000 shekel is a pretty good price for a car in Israel. But 50,000 shekel, 50,000 shekel now is done. Is done. Right? Yeah. It's done. So I'm lost. Ma Adamosa. So we'll say, this is very telling. See, he says, what do you do? And this, by the way, you know, we think about this, and I think for many of us, you think about this, you get like a pit in your stomach. Because we've all been in situations like this, big or small, where we get ourselves into trouble because we didn't do something that we could have very easily remedied, but we didn't for whatever the reason. And now I'm stuck with the consequences. So says the Mechaber, how do you handle a situation? What is your approach to a situation like this? Move on. Shatguva hativ ituit. You know, it's understood that almost like the reflexive approach to this is oi vavoi. Right? That's the universal language, right? Oh my gosh. Oi vavoi. Chamishim elef shekel. 50,000 shekel. I just lost. Mehechan asig kazeh sikum. Where am I going to find the money to replace the car? Well, so remember, there's no insurance. No insurance. I have to replace this out of pocket. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Call echa lefi bituyav. And everybody, you know, he says, like, insert your phrase here. Right? Everyone has a different oi vavoi. We're using the cleanest version of this particular response. So everybody, this is the same general approach. Oi, eich hu lo, eich hu yesameach achshav, ki chamishim elef shekel ne'evdu mero berega echad. How could I possibly be besimcha right in this moment when I just know that literally 50,000 shekel just went up in flame? Biglal ta'ut tragit achat. Because of one tragic mistake. All I needed to do was make the call. All I needed to do was remedy the situation when it actually occurred. I didn't, not because I don't care, but because I got busy. So what do? Imrak haya mechadish et molat habituach. If I had just renewed the policy yesterday, haya monea me'atzma, as I have said, I could have saved myself. But I'll say it's the material loss, and it's also just the emotional turmoil. So now the question is, what do I do with this circumstance? So the Mechaber says, if I was there, standing next to the car owner as he watched his car burn, I would say to him the following. Birtsoni rak lishol os osa adam. I would ask this man a simple question. Im hayo yodea shechas v'shalom yesh lo machala b'klayos. If a person knew that he had some kind of kidney disease, v'nidrash la'avar b'dechivut nituach ba'alot shel 50,000 shekel, and I knew that chas v'shalom, in order to remedy this condition, I had to spend 50,000 shekel on a surgery. Ha'im hayamotzi es asikum hazeh olo. Would I find the money or not? And the answer is, harehu ratz miad lahasig es hakesef. We'll say, of course. If I know that I needed 50,000 shekel for the surgery, I would do whatever I needed to do to be able to acquire that sum. Ki ma'amidim chayim mul 50,000 shekel. Because whenever you weigh life against 50,000 shekel, ha'chayim yoseh yikarim. Life will always be more valuable. Ella, shekasher adam eno misponin, hulo tofes ma'akesher bein tsaro ala hefzer amichonit, v'shivoy chamishim alef shekel, lebein ibush al chayim. So can you imagine, I'll say this scene, so the mechaber standing next to me, I'm watching my car burning, I'm going out of my mind, the 50,000 shekel, where am I going to find it, what's going to happen, what's going to be? And he whispers in my ear, don't worry. You know what? If you had kidney disease and you needed 50,000 shekel, would you not go ahead and find the money? And I say, yes. And I say, what do you want from me, right? So what? Thank you very much. Now what? So he says something very interesting. He says, what's the point of the mashal? The point of the mashal is, if you had a choice, whenever it comes to your life, money is not an object. But money is no object. Again, if you had to save your life with money, you'd find 50,000 shekel. I am poor. I have nothing. I don't have a lying around. You know what? At the end of the day, you'd find it. Some way, somehow, you'd find it. Why? Because when it comes to life, your life and continuity of that life is always more important than money. He says, "Rotz alach yos, rotz gam sham." So, I'm sorry. So, ma kesher bein tsaro al hafzer al mechonis b'shavi achamish al shekel lebein ibush al chayim. So, I hear this much. I say to the mechaber, "Thank you very much." Right? What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? So, what does that have to do with my car that's 50,000 shekel that's burning? Who wrote set lach yos I'll make you a better offer. I'd like to live, and I'd also like my car to work. Right? Meaning, I'd rather not have an either or. So listen, this was one more paragraph. Kan ala adam lahamid es atzma b'shekel u'sponim. Because it's in this moment that a person has to quiet himself a little bit. And to contemplate. Im achshav et sta'er alav dona chamishim elav shekel. If I begin to lament over the loss of this 50,000 shekel, this car, which again, I will say, is not an insignificant event. Then what I've done is I've given in to my will. I've given in to my ratzon. Again, I will say, remember, what he's saying is he's talking about the act of being pained over this. That's what he's talking about over here. If I go ahead and allow this loss to dominate me, then what I've done is I've yielded to the life of ratzon, to the life of will. Ubazeh, hineni oker la'atzmi es kol tochen ha'pinimi shel ha'chayim. And if I do that, then what I say is that this 50,000 shekel car, this material loss, is more important to me than I like. And I will say, what does that mean? What he's saying is the loss of the car is a major event. It's a major, especially if you don't have insurance. It's a major, major event. What he's saying is, the question is perspective. If you allow this loss to overwhelm you, then what happens? This loss will drain you of any simchas achayim. If you allow that to happen, then what you show is that what? Is that your car is more important than your life. Again, he's not saying, oh, laugh it off. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. It's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. The question is, what's your perspective? If you're going to go ahead and start crying, if you're going to go ahead and fall into a depression, if you're going to go ahead and say, what am I going to do? You panic and life is over. Then just understand your money and your car is more important than your life. On the other hand, I have to ask myself, see, a person has a choice. I could go ahead and I could say, you know what, look, this is a problem and I'm going to have to deal with it. I'm going to have to figure it out, but I'll figure it out. It's not the end of the world. At the end of the day, this is not as important as my life. And so I'm not going to let it overtake my life. I have to figure out how to replace the car. I have to figure out how to come up with 50,000 check. I have to figure out how to get to work tomorrow. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to let this overtake me. He said, I'm not going to let this uproot my inner life. What's better? Should I go ahead and kind of let go of the 50,000 shekel? When I say let go, not literally, I have to figure it out. But I do, or should I destroy myself over it? What's more important is for me to preserve my inner tranquility and my inner me. And I'm about to say, this is so profound. Because what he's saying is, the thing that often gives us, it destroys our inner simcha, is financial distress. Financial distress has the capacity to destroy everything. It has the capacity to destroy a marriage. It has the capacity to destroy a relationship with your children, relationship with your friends, and perhaps most importantly, it could destroy you. So the Mechaber says, when a person encounters financial distress, when a person has to ask themselves a very simple question, what's more important, my money or my life? Normal people will say, my life. If that's the case, if that's the way that I answer it, then what that means is I have to deal with the financial issue. I have to come up with a strategy, but I make a conscious decision not to let it overtake me. Because at the end of the day, I will not allow my money, I will not allow my material issues, no matter how big or serious they may be, to actively uproot any level of inner tranquility or simcha that I may have. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. Very profound.
How about the old Jack Benny thing?